Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm your host, Clayton Morris. This is the show where we help you build passive income and financial freedom. And we also want to give you financial literacy. These are the things you were not taught in high school. The other day I was at the Apple store and I was just there getting my phone upgraded and doing some other things. And someone said, came up to me, one of the Apple store employees said, "I know you. I watch your YouTube channel, your Morris Invest YouTube channel. Thank you so much." And the other, there's like three other Apple employees hanging around. And one of them said, "Oh, what's the channel about?" And the other Apple store employee just kind of chimed in and said, "Well, this is the stuff we weren't taught in high school about how to build financial freedom and financial intelligence." And I said, "Yes, exactly. These are the things we were not taught." So I really love, that response. That's exactly what we're going for. So if you, if the Apple store employees are listening right now to the show, thank you so much. It was great to meet all of you. On today's show, we like to try to bring you financial intelligence with what's happening in the news cycles as well. So not only are we talking about strategies and tactics and really getting to the heart of why we're investing, but also we got to keep trend. We got to keep current on the trends, right? What's happening? And so today's episode really is, it's been a rough week for fake real estate investors. That's today's topic. And what do I mean by the fake real estate investors? Now, I'm not meaning to be insulting in any way, but when I say fake real estate investing, I mean, it's those who are far removed from the actual investment themselves. Those are the people that are investing in REITs, REITs. Now, I would never invest in a REIT, which is a real estate investment trust. That's not something that I want to invest in. Now, what is a REIT? Well, a REIT is, you know, where you can basically invest in like a stock version of real estate. You're not actually owning real estate. So you're owning like a portion of a stock, which can go down to $0 in value. As our, you know, as our longtime friend and one of the best tax accountants in the country for real estate, Tom Wheelwright, likes to say, is that you're like three levels removed from the actual investing in real estate. Why would you do that? It makes no sense. So he is not a fan of REITs. Neither am I. And this week, it was bad news for fake real estate investors, people who think they're investing in real estate, but they're not actually investing in real estate. They're investing in REITs. They declined nearly 3% on the week. It had the third worst week of 2018. And why? You know, because these are heavily invested in like really high-end real estate development projects. And I don't invest in. And so basically you're investing in A-class properties. And imagine not even really investing in the property. You're investing in a stock that's invested in the property. So you're these like, you know, really high-end rental markets and those types of places. So you're seeing a rough, rough week. You're also seeing a rough year for real estate investment trusts, things that I would not want to be a part of. And they're even overall down by about 2% in the past week. So real estates that are in an ETF fund declined nearly 3%. And then residential REITs also down about 2%. And you know why? Because KB Homes. Now, KB Homes also had some trouble. KB Homes also doing a bunch of new construction and home building. And you know, they surged in 2017, but they have now continued to struggle immensely in 2018. Earnings from KB Homes highlighted concerns over weak order growth and moderating home prices. So a lot of this new construction, this is, again, speculative style investment, and new construction for first time or second home buyers. And guess what? With the rate hike going up, the Federal Reserve hiking rates for the third time in 2018. So here you go. They're tightening their belts monetarily, the Fed is. Then you have these rate sensitive sectors, including REITs and these first time home buyer markets being hurt by this. Now, I want you to sit back and think, though, but as a real estate investor who's investing in B and C markets, you know, sturdy, blue-collar, hardworking neighborhoods, does that affect me? Nope, doesn't affect me. In fact, rents continue to go up, which is great. We just did a couple of tenant turnovers on our properties, and we're able to increase our rents in a couple of our properties. So rents still continue to go up. I'm not buying A-class speculative properties. I'm also not investing in REITs. This is something I would never do. We got out of the stock market. So I do not put my money in stocks, and certainly would not put my money in stocks that are backed by speculative A-class land developments and new construction that's affected by interest rates from the Fed. How would you like to be able to buy rental real estate with 0% interest? Yes, it can actually happen, and I'm going to tell you how. It's totally amazing, but it actually works. So our partners at Fund & Grow have managed to do this for our clients. They've actually helped raise over $25 million for our clients to buy rental real estate. I'm going to tell you how you can get $500 off the sign-up fee. You're going to save $500 off your sign-up fee. That's amazing. Just by visiting our website, go to the funding tab on our website, morrisinvest.com/funding. That's M-O-R-R-I-S, my last name, morrisinvest.com/funding, and you'll save $500 off your sign-up fee. So how does this work? All right. So what Fund & Grow has done here, they're magicians. What they'll do is they'll set up business credit cards for you. You might get 4, 5, 6 different credit cards tied to an LLC or a business that they create. They do it all for free. They'll set up the LLC for free. You don't have to worry about that part. You just sign up with them and they'll take care of the rest. And then they'll get you multiple credit cards in that business at 0% interest, because most of these cards have a 0% interest for the first 18 months or a year. Okay. So then you'll pull that money together. So some of our clients will get 70,000, others 110,000. My wife and I, because we did it jointly, got $175,000 to work with that let us buy 3 or 4 rental properties with that money. And then after they're renovated and they're cash flowing with the tenant, you just rinse and repeat. You refinance, pull that money out, and then you pay off the cards. And then Fund & Grow helps you do it all over again. So if you want to do it next year, you can rinse and repeat over and over again. And the best part is they're only going to charge you this money if they get you the money. So when you sign up and you save that $500 off and you go through the process, if they can't get you the money for some odd reason, then you don't pay for it. It's that simple. And they do an amazing job of making everything so smooth. So we just had 2 clients last week that closed on 2 different properties, totally unrelated human beings. They don't know each other. And they bought properties using the Fund & Grow process. And they were closed, super simple. Everything was handled properly. The title company, super smooth sailing. And now they own a cash flowing piece of property that is adding to their net worth. And they have 0% interest on the back end on these credit cards. It's amazing and it works. So to get $500 off, it's the only way you can get it, is to visit our website today at morrisinvest.com/funding. Check them out, talk to them on the phone, and I guarantee you are going to be blown away. Thanks, Fund & Grow. I want to just read a quote here from this from the Seeking Alpha post. On a contentious week of domestic politics, the S&P 500 retreated from last week's record highs, weighed down by weak performance in the real estate categories. The Federal Reserve raised benchmark interest rates for the third time in 2018, showed few signs of easing off their path of monetary tightening. And of course, rate-sensitive sectors, including REITs, delivered their worst week since March. And guess what? They're set to raise interest rates a fourth time in 2018. So if you are heavily invested in REITs, real estate investment trusts, now might be a good time to think about getting out of that. Now, I'm not a financial advisor or an accountant, but I can tell you what my accountant, who's one of the smartest real estate accountants in the country, would think about this. There you go. Some updates in the real estate world. And like I said, stay away from speculative land projects, speculative A-class development projects. If you, unless you have a stomach for that, if that's your bag, you're a Wall Street kind of guy and you kind of like that stuff, good for you. That's not something that I'm interested in. I want long-term steady rentals in my B and C markets. And if you're interested in that, please, you know, book a call with our team. We're happy to talk with you. We'll jump on the phone for 30 minutes and help you out, get started in real estate investing. If you're ready to get started yourself, most of our properties are in the 50, 60, 70,000 range. And I go in with our team and, you know, take care of renovations and place a tenant with our property management teams that we partner with in our different markets. So check them out if you're interested, if that's what you're interested in. If not, great. I hope you are on the path to financial freedom. That's the whole point of this show, is to help you build financial intelligence, create passive income for you and your family. That's our whole goal. We'll see you next time here. Now I want you to go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.